Welcome to The Unraveler, a weekly commentary devoted to explaining the Torah, Haftarah, and other aspects of Jewish history, ideas, and thought. This podcast is made by the FJMC, the Federation of Jewish Men's Clubs. The material of these Unraveler podcasts provide a historical and somewhat different approach to help you, the listener, better understand Jewish life and thought. This week's Haftarah commentary is read by Michael Freilich of the Seaboard region of the FJMC, whose Judaic knowledge has been shared with men throughout North America. We hope you enjoy it and find it intellectually challenging. The opinions expressed in the Unraveler are those of the author and do not necessarily represent the opinions or policy of the FJMC.
As we celebrate and read Parshat Bishalach, which is today's parsha, we recall with memory Steve Krudman, who died in January 2019 while this portion was to be read at the synagogue. At his funeral, and later on, he was eulogized by Andy Sugarman, who was then the executive director of FJMC. I would like to read what he wrote on January 2019. He wrote, "This past Shabbat, we lost one of our brothers, Steve Krudman, Zal, Zichrono Bivracha, may his memory be for a blessing, and I am dedicating this edition of The Unraveler to his blessed memory. Before I explain how the commentary below relates to one of his greatest character strengths, I want to share some of his leadership history with the FJMC, so that folks who didn't know, or perhaps only met him more recently, like me, can appreciate how much he exemplifies the kind of leader that the FJMC seeks to cultivate. Among his many roles, Steve served as president of Eitz Chaim Men's Club in Marietta, Georgia, as regional president for Anshei Darom, as chair of the Worldwide Rap in 2011, and finally as co-chair of our 2019 convention, at which he will have his memory honored. I spoke at Steve Krudman about how he demonstrated tremendous positivity through much of the 7 months between contracting ALS diagnosis and succumbing to the highly aggressive form of the disease that he contracted. Notwithstanding the physical challenges that worsened each week, Steve did his best to maintain good cheer and to express gratitude for the love and care he received from friends and family. Always known for his quick wit, Steve was as funny and playful as ever in his last phone conversation with our international president, Stan Greenspan, and I. While it's inaccurate to say that Steve's terminal illness made him a more optimistic person, that definitely gave voice to pessimism about his condition, no matter how frequently demoralizing it could be. The Midrash cited in my commentary below, which was originally published in 2012 by a Jewish Theological Seminary, imagines the opposite kind of character in Pharaoh, who exemplifies the negativity of a complete misanthrope in the mind of our ancient sages. His advisors serve as a foil, describing how Pharaoh's disregard for literal and figurative wealth of the Israelites ultimately made him regret not valuing them until they had departed Egypt. Let us follow Steve's example instead, cherishing the gift of each other's presence and the acts of loving kindness that represent riches we can neither own nor truly repay." Shalom, you all. This is your Darshan, just a simple Jew from the hills of Baltimore, Yehudi Pashut Mehare Baltimore. Today's Parsha passes its Haftarah from Judges, chapter 4, verses 4, through chapter 5, verse 31. This is being a repeat of the Darsh of originally published on January 10 of 2014 and was written by Rabbi Aaron Schoenbrunn, who has been with Congregation Torat Eil in Oak Crest, New Jersey since 2010. The rabbi continues, "Having the distinction of being the longest Haftarah, this week's selection from the Book of Judges recounts the heroism of the prophet Deborah and the bravery of Yael. Set in the mid-12th century, that is, 1100s BCE before the Common Era, and telling the tale of a battle between a group of northern Israelite tribes and Canaanite armies in both prose and poetic form, the Haftarah describes the tactical advice and support that Deborah offers Barak as she convinces him to go to battle with the Canaanite army commander, Sisera. It also describes the cunning and clever actions of Yael, who lures Sisera into her tent as he is attempting to escape from the battle, and she kills him while he is sleeping. The Haftorah is read on Shabbat Shira, the Sabbath of Song, and one reason it was chosen is the parallel poetic style that is found in the Song of the Sea in the Torah and in the Song of Deborah in the Haftorah. While this explains the stylistic rationale for why this particular selection was chosen, we may ask why the Ashkenazi tradition has us read both the prose and the poetry portions of the Deborah narrative. Why do we need to hear the same story twice? Dr. Michael Fishbein, a professor at the Jewish Theological Seminary, offers an answer to understanding the different messages that can be taken from the two different tellings. In his JPS commentary on the Haftarah, he explains, quote, "The prose account consists of a prologue setting forth the background of the event and a description of the battle which follows. The poetic version is a more variegated series of voices and reflections. Its principal concern is to praise God, the participating tribes, and the individuals who did their people proud." Placed after its historical narrative, the poetic version functions as a supplementary song of victory. Close quote. In other words, while the prose version of the narrative gives us a description of events, the poetic version gives us an understanding of the purpose and meaning behind the story. The message is that when it comes to Jewish texts, both the story and its broader message are needed. It seems to me that it's an important lesson to take with us about many of our Jewish stories. When we are studying the Torah and Haftarah each week, it is important to know both what the text is saying from a narrative perspective, as well as why we are being told the story. For example, it is not enough to learn the details of the creation story. We must also understand that we're being taught about creation to discover God's role as creator, to understand that human beings are made in God's image, and remember that we have a responsibility to care for God's earth. It is not enough to understand the narrative behind the exodus from Egypt. We must also remember that the narrative is written to remind us about God's role in liberating our people from slavery and are responsible to bring freedom to all who are oppressed. It is not enough to understand the stories of Hanukkah and Purim. We must also make sure that we understand the larger religious messages that these narratives are trying to portray. So, the next time you are studying a Jewish text, remember to not only ask yourself, "Do I understand what this text is all about?" but also, "Why should I care? What is the deeper message that this text is trying to bring into the narrative of my life?" Thank you, Rabbi Schoenbrum.
We hope that you've enjoyed this podcast. The FJMC mission is to involve Jewish men in Jewish life. You can find more information about the organization at the FJMC's website at www.fjmc.org. Music for this podcast is Climb by Shane Ivers and is available at www.silvermansound.com.